This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. Getting ready for the holiday. For a lot of people, a four-day weekend. For some people, apparently a five-day weekend. I didn't realize that till this morning. A lot of folks already out today. We thought we'd take this opportunity to cover a couple different things. And first of all, Aurora Ropp is the Youth Services Librarian at the Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for making the arduous commute across the street.
Thanks, Kyle.
So what's been going on at the library? You guys are always very busy, and especially with what you do with kids and families.
Of course, we are back into our fall swing of programming at the library. We had story time this morning, still had little kiddos show up for story time, even with Thanksgiving being tomorrow. All kinds of fun things that we're doing with the preschoolers, learning how to hold books, learning to practice holding still, listening to a story. It's a great time.
Holding still. You have to teach that.
Yes, we have some movement songs that we practice. You know, you get to wiggle and then you have to stop and hold still, because it definitely takes a shift in your brain to make you hold still.
Is that one of the things about books that it's sort of a calming thing as opposed to kids, adults alike on devices or watching whatever? You're moving really fast and you're really not really thinking sometimes.
Yeah, I think with a book, it helps with calming because you're stopping and you're thinking about the story that's being told to you or the story that you're reading. So I think books can be a great calming help.
Now, going into the balance of the year here, what kinds of things do you have coming up for what you're doing at the library?
Yeah, we still have more kids programming coming up. Besides the story time with the little ones, we have elementary programs at the library. We're doing in December, we're going to do some holiday crafts. We're going to learn about an artist. We're going to learn about Maria Martinez and do some clay art like she did. And we, of course, have our Lego building time at the library. It's super popular. The kids get to come in and do Lego creations. And then also for the teenagers, we do have activities going on. We, again, will have a holiday-themed craft time on Wednesday, December 4th. And then we do have a teen volunteer time at the library. So if you know any teens, high schoolers that need volunteer hours, they can come help us with what we need help with. And we give them 2 hours of volunteer time.
Well, and I know that young people, if they're on a particular track for their education or whatever, it's kind of an important thing to do.
Yes. I know the National Honor Society through the high school needs a lot of volunteer hours to complete that program. And so we just want to offer an opportunity for people to get those hours in.
And what's the age range for volunteers?
Age range for volunteers is 13 through 18 for that teen program. They work specifically with me as the adult monitor, working with our books, working usually with helping me create craft kits that we give away, all kinds of stuff.
Now, do you have some things in particular heading towards Christmas?
Yes, heading towards Christmas, starting December 1st, we will have our winter reading program at the library. This year, both kids and adults are filling out a bingo card. So we have little squares that have different genres or options for books that we want to try and help you expand what you're reading. Maybe you always love to read historical fiction, and maybe we'll help you pick up a nonfiction book about an animal.
Interesting. What are you seeing in terms of for young people at the library? How much are they using the non-physical books and checking out?
Digital materials, ebooks, e-audiobooks, we definitely see more grown-up usage than kid usage, but there is still a decent level of checkouts of kids' material from our e-services.
And for kids at the library, you've got different rooms. Are some of those particularly aimed at kids?
Yeah, we do. We have specifically our children's room, the Mildred Whipple Children's Room, that has materials for birth through about 5 years old. And that's a nice enclosed space. If your little one likes to run around, maybe run off, it can help keep them contained. We also have some other toys in there to help entertain as you're looking for books. Our children's area for sixth through about sixth grade is just open in the area. But we also have a special teen room that is just for teens to hang out so that they can do homework. They can meet with friends as needed. They have computers to help with homework and just a enclosed space for them to hang out as well.
Do you see a lot of teen usage, or is there a certain point when teenagers feel like they're too cool to be at the library?
We do see a lot of teen usage in the teen room. We see kids in there every day doing homework. Also frequently on Wednesdays when kids have that early release, we'll see teens in there working on their homework together until they're able to be picked up by a parent.
And what about, are there things that you're sort of planning ahead on that you'd like to add in, or maybe even early next year, things that you're working on?
Yes. We recently put a poll out on our library website. We're looking for some feedback about what parents think of what days and times works best for their kids' programming. We're working on planning our spring lineup of events and would love your feedback. That's on our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org, about days and times that work best for your family.
And as you look ahead, you've been doing more with getting out into the community.
Yes, we definitely try to reach out to people that aren't quite aware of the library. So we've done a lot of different events in the community. I'm not sure of what community events we have coming up, but we also do a lot of classroom visits. I know that we have 5 classes coming in December and January to come tour the library and see what it's all about.
And if a teacher or a parent, maybe with homeschool kids or whatever, wants to set that up, how do they do that?
Yes. Anyone that wants to set up a classroom library tour like that can email me, aropp, A-R-O-P-P, at rosebergor.gov, and I would be happy to work with them and set up a time to come tour the library and learn about our resources for your student.
And what else should folks know about what's happening with the library?
Yeah, we also, besides kids, have some grown-up things happening. My director, Chris Library, is in charge. Excuse me, Chris Wiley is in charge of those at the library.
Might as well call her Chris Library.
Might as well be Chris Library. She's there all the time. But she has some discussions coming up with Dr. Miriam Chorley Schultz on December 12th. She has an online book group for adults on December 10th. And then there's also an author discussion where we're encouraging people to read anything by the author Amy Tan. And we'll be discussing her on December 19th.
And how long is that Holocaust exhibit up for?
That is up until, I believe, December 18th. Anytime the library is open, that room is open, people are welcome to come in and tour and look through the display.
So that's in a particular room then?
Yes, that is in a particular room. We have signs when you come into the library that point the way to the exhibit.
What kind of response have you gotten from that?
We've had a really great response. We've had one program so far where we had a professor come in and talk about his work with the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And I believe we had 80 participants attending that discussion. And we've had around 150 people walk through the exhibit already, and it's just been open for 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, it's amazing. I got to go to the Holocaust Museum once. Didn't get to spend, you know, nearly enough time there because sometimes when you're in D.C., you're trying to do too much in, you know, the 3 days that you're there or whatever. But some stunning realizations, and just the fact that what you have there is pulled from what they have has got to make this a very unusual and yet a very good experience for people here to have a chance to take a look at.
Yeah, it's a lot of great information about the American perception happening during the Holocaust.
Wow, a lot going on. Again, Roseburg Public Library, what are the hours?
Yeah, we are open. Well, we're closed this weekend for Thanksgiving. Closed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But we will open back up Tuesday from 10 to 6. Wednesday, 10 to 6. Thursday, we are open late till 8 p.m. And then Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2.
All right, Aurora Ropp, Youth Services Librarian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Of course, no Inside Douglas County program tomorrow. We've got specials from CBS News Radio and Fox News Radio, where you normally hear our segments on Inside Douglas County and the news as well. So we're covering a couple of different things today. Umpqua Actors Community Theater, and Ashley Chitwood is in. So you're probably the director of this, right?
I am.
So it's called All is Calm, The Christmas Truce of 1914. Now, I'm older than some people, not as old as some, but I remember way back hearing about this event from one of my relatives who was around back then, and it was always kind of a stunning thing. Kind of give us a picture of what this is all about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is a unique theater experience based on the Christmas Truce of 1914. So Christmas Eve, Christmas Day during 1914, we were during World War I, and the British and German troops had a unsanctioned ceasefire for the holidays where they got together in no man's land, which was the fighting space between the two trenches, and they sang songs, exchanged rations, and just showed a little humanity.
You know, and I just sit there and it's kind of baffling, kind of amazing on a lot of levels, that you have this for the period of hours or days or whatever, and then back to business as usual, so to speak.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that's addressed in the show, is what happened afterwards. But this is a very unique theater experience that I have not ever seen anything like it on any stage. It is a 10-man, all a cappella musical. So there are no background tracks.
Wow. So where did you find people to do this?
In our community. I held auditions and called a couple people and asked them to come in, and we got 10 wonderfully talented men to come in and portray this story for us.
So is this a combination of music and just talking?
Absolutely. The show itself is based on real letters that were written home during that period of time. And so the people that are mentioned during the show, the characters that our actors represent, were real live people who they took their words and made them into a script for the show.
Wow. And let's see. Talk about dates. I know it's already underway.
It is. We opened last weekend. We've got 3 weeks left, but we're a little funky on our schedule. So this weekend, we run Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the last 2 weekends of the run are the first 2 weekends of December, but we're actually running Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, those 2 weeks.
And talk about kind of why you're doing that.
Well, because we're running in cooperation with A Christmas Story. We have two shows at UACT happening on the same stage at different days, but we're sharing the stage space.
And just knowing what it takes to put a play together in terms of props and people and everything, this has got to be a bit of a challenge itself.
It is. You know, my husband, God bless his soul, he loves me so much. He is helping me set up and take down to prepare for A Christmas Story to come in. And it takes about 2.5 hours to put everything together once we had everything arranged. So now we got to take it down and put it back up and take it down and put it back up.
But for the audience, for people that can come in during the holiday season to see one or both of these, hopefully, you're really adding more theater, another holiday experience for them.
Absolutely. That was one of the reasons we decided to do that. We wanted both of these stories to be told. The classic Christmas story, you know, Ralphie, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. And then we had this different one that has not been told on our stage yet.
Now, you mentioned going out to the community to find some of these people for All is Calm. Are some of them people that are not normally theater actors?
All of them have been in a show at UACT before, but we have 3 cast members in All is Calm who are longtime veterans of UACT and had been off the stage for a number of years. So we're excited to have them back.
Wow. Now, how did you come across this?
I heard the music. It came across one of my playlists, and I fell in love with the arrangement of the a cappella music. And then I read the script and presented it to the board, and they were all on board. So here we are.
Wow. Let's see. When did you start working on it?
3 months ago.
So that's a big chunk of your life.
Honey, I've been in Christmas since August.
Man, I may be a little Grinch-like, but wow, that's quite a bit of Christmasing.
It was, but it's turned out really well. We're very proud.
But you're not involved in the other play yourself, right?
I'm not. My daughter is in that show, so we're balancing two different rehearsals at the same time.
Some houses, it's best not to visit this time of year, possibly.
Very true.
A lot of chaos going on. So you've been doing this for a long time. What is it about theater, and especially local theater like Umpqua Actors Community Theater, is able to do that keeps you driven to do all of this?
Well, I love that UACT is a family to me. UACT rallies around my family and supports us. They support our dreams and our wishes. And one of the things that I love about the community in Douglas County is that they're very supportive no matter where you're at in your acting or directing experience. They're very supportive. And I just look forward to bringing new things to the stage as often as I can.
And talk about some of the things UACT has done. I still have not gotten over to take a look at this video wall.
The video wall is pretty impressive. So it is almost the entire length of our stage. It's about 3/4 of our stage length. And we can do just about anything on that video wall that we want to, from scenery changes, opening up a lot of those shows that require a lot of different locations. But we can also play advertisements on there, which we do before shows a lot of times. And we haven't even begun to touch the things this video wall can do for us.
And in a small theater, you've got limited space, and you know, I've seen productions before where, you know, you do a quick set change, you gotta hustle furniture up or move things or whatever, and now it seems like some of that the video handles.
Absolutely. You know, space is always a thing that you never have enough of in the theater. There's never enough building space, never enough prop storage space. And the video wall allows us to have these really intricate sets with minimal pieces having to be out and about.
Wow, pretty cool.
Yes.
So if people want tickets for All Is Calm, how much? How do they get them?
Tickets are $17 for adults. I believe it's $15 for kids. And you can go to www.uact-theater.com.
And what's ahead going into next year for UACT?
Well, we've just cast Rounding Third, which is a baseball comedy that'll be happening, I believe, in February. And then we have upcoming, I believe we have Noises Off coming up at the end of the season as well.
And any hint on next summer?
I do not know. I can say in all honesty, I do not know.
Well, I had to ask. again, Umpqua Actors Community Theater, you're on West Harvard in Roseburg. A lot of things going on there, and you've got a board that makes it all happen. How many people are on your board?
We have, I believe we have 14 or 15 people on our board.
And so that keeps them busy, and a lot of them are pretty much all actors as well, right?
Yes, we're a working board, so we participate in any function that UACT holds. We try to represent. So, yeah, we're busy.
All right. And again, what's the website for tickets and more information about UACT?
www.uact-theater.com.
All Is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914. Underway now. Ashley Chitwood, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.